Earlier this year, some were outraged when there were no women and few minorities among the 13 senators working on the Senate's plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
It turns out equal representation in healthcare issues also extends to the healthcare trials and studies that determine what treatments are approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So, the disparity here looks pretty stark. Minorities account for less than 10% of patients enrolled in clinical trials, according to the National Institutes of Health. And Hispanics account for just 8% of enrollees in health studies, even though they comprise 17% of the population. So the FDA is trying to do something about this. I spoke with Martin Mendoza more about this. He's the director of extramural research in the Office of Minority Health at the FDA. And we talked about why this disparity exists.
It's a complicated issue. So there are many reasons why so few people, including patients, but especially diverse patients, why they don't participate in clinical trials. For example, few doctors who see patients are also conducting clinical research. But probably the biggest single factor is the location of the trial site. Hmm. So simply put, the site isn't in a place near or close to where minorities get their health care. Then I don't think it's hard to imagine how that can be a major barrier to these populations participating in clinical trials. It may be difficult for some patients to find the time or have the resources to get to a clinical trial site, which are frequently at these major academic medical centers. And the trial sites aren't necessarily in these minority-rich neighborhoods where these populations tend to get their health care. Another factor is that medical products that FDA reviews are developed globally. And so these trial sites are conducted outside the United States. And so in these countries that are outside the U.S., they don't necessarily have the diversity of the U.S. population. And then there's some historical factors, so historical mistrust, events like Tuskegee. There's cultural influences, language barriers, costs, transportation. There's concerns about immigration status. And they also have potentially different cultural views on the benefits of medical care.
How can not being included in studies like this affect health outcomes for minorities?
So this is an issue because there are biological differences in how people process drugs. So some drugs have different dosages for men and women or different effects in patients from different ethnic or racial groups. For example, variations in genetic coding can make a cancer treatment more toxic in one group than it would be in another. Other drugs like antidepressants and blood pressure medications, they can vary in their effectiveness across racial and ethnic groups. Two important classes of blood pressure drugs that were recently found to work less well in Black patients, and a drug for heart failure that works very well in Black patients but doesn't work as well in Caucasians. Hmm. So getting more data on these differences is really essential for FDA to truly know how a medical product will truly work and be safe for all patients.
So it sounds like it can be detrimental to not be included in these for the health outcomes of minorities, but it also can be detrimental to the results of the research.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you think about it, minority participation, it really helps researchers to find better treatments. It uncovers differences by gender, race, ethnicity. And that's important for the safe and effective use of these therapies. If you don't have minorities participating in your clinical trials, then you're going to end up with medical products where patients and caregivers will not know how these drugs will work in large parts of the population. And that's really an issue, especially when you consider how the U.S., how America is becoming more diverse and we're trending towards this minority-majority population status.
Yeah. If we look at it from a broader point of view, then, how can this hurt our broader health system?
Yes. If we don't do a better job of including these minority populations in our clinical trials, then I think you can imagine a scenario where large segments decades from now of the population, they have an unknown or adverse reaction to a given drug that may have just recently been approved because it wasn't tested with enough minorities in the clinical trial. And this, in turn, can drive up healthcare costs because if you're having, you know, all these bad reactions from these underserved populations. So if you think about it, diverse inclusion of these populations in clinical trials makes sense not just from a ethical or a scientific or a medical standpoint, but from a business perspective as well, because, you know, you can potentially have significantly increased healthcare costs decades down the line.
Yeah. So what can the industry do to improve these outcomes? That you mentioned putting trials in neighborhoods where minorities can access them.
Yeah. You know, that's probably the single biggest thing that the regulated industry, these medical product sponsors, can do. Minority populations have issues with transportation and language barriers, child care. And so if these things aren't addressed, then, quite frankly, the chances of them participating in the clinical trial are going to be not very high. Minority inclusion, it can't be an afterthought or something that's only addressed midway through the trial, as it oftentimes seems to be. So there's this notion out there that minority populations are difficult to recruit. And so many of the study teams, they don't even try or only give lip service to the issue, but they don't really do anything about it. There are companies out there that are innovating and making strong efforts to address this issue, but many other companies simply are not. My office, Yasa Minority Health, has released official FDA guidance for industry. FDA has an expectation that they are to discuss a plan for inclusion of minority populations as it relates to disease prevalence. So that means at the earliest stages of development.
Martin Mendoza is the director of extramural research in the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Martin, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Thank you, Lauren.